Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone call-in number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment. We're talking about today our country, our Constitution, and our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll remind you again, the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And then in Psalms 11 and verse 3, the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You might say, well, why are we concerned as Christians? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, if we watch our Constitution being eviscerated, if we see it being trampled underfoot, and our liberties being destroyed, where the First Amendment says Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, we have watched that take place. Now, in the past 8 to 10 weeks, we've watched as progressively the socialist, Marxist, communist on the left, called the Democratic Party, have weaponized the coronavirus. The coronavirus was released out of the Wuhan lab. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a little tidbit of information that you may not have heard me say before. The one that is called the horseshoe bat that they were studying in the Wuhan lab is not from that area. It's about 800 miles away from Wuhan. One of the ones that the scientists there in the lab brought that in from 800 miles away for the very purpose of trying to see what they could do and what I call splicing the pathogens. And the end result is the coronavirus. The only question that is found in the Homeland Security and by Tom Cotton and by other senators and leadership in Washington, along with one that is Peter Navarro, that is a spokesperson for the president's office, said recently that we don't have any question, any doubt whatsoever, but it was out of the, what he called, I believe it was a P4 laboratory, which is a bioweapons laboratory. And he said the only question is whether it was released purposely or accidentally. And that's what's being investigated now. And I have my own opinions, but I personally believe that it was released purposely in order to do exactly what it's doing for China to take dominance and control of the globe. And as a result of that, we're seeing that increasingly so even today. Let me just tuck in a little theological thought here as a, how would you say, a footnote on what I just said. When you study the book of the Revelation in the 9th chapter, you find that it's China with a 200 million man army that's marching against the globe. When you look at Daniel, the 11th chapter, beginning with about verse 40 and following, you find that the Antichrist is moving forward with total domination of the globe, and he hears news out of the east, which is the coming out of the east, which is talking about the Chinese 200 million man army. And as a result of that, he is petrified because he sees the crushing force of China. China is a nation that we shall deal with, not just economically and politically, but ladies and gentlemen, we shall deal with them on a global basis in the future. Need not worry for a Christian. We'll be up and away. We'll be out of here by the rapture of the church, ladies and gentlemen. But we're talking about today our country, our Constitution, and our church. We're talking about how this virus has been weaponized by the left in order to bring into subjection and submission all of those across America. Most businesses have been closed now for some 2 to 3 months, ladies and gentlemen. They've been closed. I want you to ask yourself a question. Is it possible to take a business, shut it down, cut off the revenue stream, still pay your overhead, still pay your bills, still pay your help, and still remain open? We have determined that some 100,000 businesses across America have already filed for bankruptcy, have already gone out of business permanently with no hope for tomorrow as far as it being open. Churches, ladies and gentlemen, have bowed to the government. They've refused to place their faith and trust in God, but they've feared government. And as a result of that, they've shut the churches. Here's an article that says, don't trample on the Constitution. Churchgoers are fined $500 by police for sitting in their cars with their windows closed. And this is an article that started several weeks ago when a whole church service was having the services in the cars to appease the socialist Marxist leadership in their state. And as a result of that, it was in Greenville, Mississippi. And each one of the church members were fined $500 for just sitting in their cars, listening to the pastor preach on a megaphone outside of the church building to be able to try to appease the socialist Marxists that have weaponized the coronavirus. I believe we have a call on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
It's like we're being set up for this New World Order to get a real grasp on the American culture and economy all at once. We're being lessened economically by moment as this thing progresses. And we see the stock market move up and down, but the trillions of dollars of additional expenses this year, the $24-25 trillion that we're already in the hole, the $100 trillion that we've already committed, that there's no money there for accomplish the promises or fulfill the commitment. Those all point toward an economic collapse in that sort of a scenario. An Antichrist can rise to power internationally. Today, our economy is joined with every other major economy in the world. Where the United States goes economically, so will the industrialized world. We are still the top of the heap, and we're in complete chaos today. If this event does not precipitate, if it does not cause, if it's not the catalyst that brings us to that end, to that conclusion, we're not very far away from the catalyst that will, because we're so much closer, because we're in so much more debt. We're in a much more precarious position. At the same time, we're in this much larger debt, much more substantial debt. We have many more people that are asking for more help, more giveaways, more this and that, the other thing, asking for us to go into more debt. And at the same time, we have less revenue, because as you've just stated, we have tons of folks that are filing bankruptcy, becoming unemployed, losing their businesses, losing their homes. At the very time when we need more revenue as a government than ever before, we're going to see less revenue. And the left will cry out for much higher taxes. Literally, I guarantee you, before this year is out, before Election Day of 2020, the left will be crying out for much higher levels of taxation. They'll say the budget shortfall, this major deficit, is partly to blame on Donald Trump because he cut taxes on the rich. That's the way they'll say it. Now, keep in mind, I think it's the top 5% of income earners pay the great majority of taxes in this country. Now, you hit when the tax rate went down, the revenues went up, and it was a slight uptick. In 81, though, we saw a much larger uptick. Ronald Reagan was accused of driving the debt from $1 trillion to $4 trillion. The left absolutely screamed and cried. They acted like fiscal conservatives. I know better, though, because as he cut the rate of taxation, the revenue doubled, or right at doubled, over his 8 years in office. Well, how did that happen? He cut the tax. Well, how did the debt go up? Well, my goodness, the spending went through the roof. I believe 6 out of 8 years he was dealing with a Democrat Congress. Understand, all money bills, according to Article 1 of the Constitution, all money bills begin in the House of Representatives. If we ever want to know where is the spending coming from, it's coming from the House of Representatives. Yes, the president has to sign it, but it begins in the House. This $3 trillion giveaway plan, this $3 trillion socialist plan, this $3 trillion, let's throw everything at the wall. Where did that come from? It came out of a Democrat Congress. That's over. Hopefully it dies in the Senate. If it doesn't die in the Senate, I hope it dies on the president's desk. We need to stop this crazy train and return to fiscal conservatism. We need to return to personal responsibility. We need to return to using a sound mind to reengage the culture. You cannot, the church ought to be the church. We ought to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. So we ought to be in church if we possibly can. If you feel healthy enough and you're not scared, go ahead. Use your sound mind. Be careful and engage. We ought to. The scripture says that a person that doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. So you need to be out and engaged in the workplace and provide for your family. That's something that's in the scripture. We're also to go and tell the Great Commission. it requires that we engage the culture. We cannot spend the rest of eternity locked in our homes and not engage the culture. So for
Greg,
any believer
that has
any doubt, there is scriptural admonition that points to what we ought to be doing today.
Yes, you touched on that, and I'm looking at an article that says Chicago mayor vows to take action against defiant churches that continue to hold services despite the lockdown orders. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, which, by the way, is a female sodomite mayor. Some might get upset with that. That's all right. That's what she is, which is antithetical, and it's called biblical. And yet she is dogmatically trying to enforce it. Churches, of which she probably rejects completely. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot on Tuesday said that the city will enforce the stay-at-home orders against churches that continue to hold services in defiance of Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's shelter-in-place order. Quote, we don't want to see any cluster breakouts because faith leaders believe that they only have one way of showing their reverence to God, and that is as they worship, Lightfoot said. She goes on then to misquote the scripture and to use scripture out of context, trying to make it look as though she's a godly person in making that statement. She goes further, says, more move up for the potential church virus state battle. The Constitution of the First Amendment promises a free exercise of religion and the state's power to reduce possible coronavirus transmissions during the ongoing pandemic. Lightfoot spoke out in response after two local churches held in-person services just this past Sunday. The Metro Praise International Church and the Elm Romanian Pentecostal Church. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing, Lightfoot said in a tweet linked to the news story of the Metro Praise holding services. When you gather like this, you're putting yourself and your loved ones in serious danger. Here's the thought, Greg, that as I read those words from this article, do our political tyrants believe that we do not want to, or that we cannot protect ourselves? Do they believe that somehow, some way, that it's only the government that can give us protection and insight and direction? Is it somehow a thought that they can, that the folks at Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot and other big box stores, is it the thought of government that somehow they know how to protect people and protect themselves and to be safe, but churches do not? I find it antithetical to anything that's called constitutional biblical liberties and rights to think that somehow, some way, that they need to control and keep sequestered, quarantined, and shut down our churches in America. Here's an article that says, see the states that ban religious gatherings, but keep liquor stores open. And it says governors in California, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Minnesota, Illinois, New York, and Vermont prohibited all in-person religious church service gatherings through a stay-at-home order implemented at the coronavirus took hold of the United States. And it goes on to talk about these governors and their tyrannical approach to keeping everything shut down when it comes to our churches in America.
It gets me that individuals have forgotten what we the people created government for. We created government. The colonies created the United States of America, this federation. We created this government to secure our rights. We did not create this government to protect us from every single thing that could harm us out there. Literally, Hollywood has kind of predicted this day over and over. You had iRobot, I think, out there years ago with Will Smith. It was a pretty interesting movie. And Eagle Eye, I think it was. It was another techno kind of thing where essentially systems are put in place, generally computer-driven, robotic-driven systems to protect we the people. And very quickly, it absolutely has totalitarian control over we the people. You want to make sure you don't hurt yourself. Therefore, you're going to have, you know, government inspections every day. And every item that you use in your house needs to be government inspected and government certified that it's a safe item. Now, we're kind of there, aren't we? We've already been doing this for a long time. We have warning labels on everything in our homes, all the way down to our mattress. We have warning labels. We have warning labels.
And then you have government agents. You said right down to the mattress. You know, on your mattress, you've got a label that says do not remove. Do you tear the mattress label off your mattress? Mattress inspector is going to come in and find out if you've got a label on your mattress.
I believe we have another caller on the line.
Greg, hang in there just a moment. Let's see. I think we have another caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
God bless you, Dr. Youngblood and Greg. I'm in total agreement with all that you're saying. You're so right, I believe. I think one of the very important point that we need to, is to keep in mind that the focus of the Democrats, the left, the focus on hatred and wasting time and taxpayers' money, It is all working along with their goal. Their goal is the weakening and destruction of this country. It appeared to us like the hatred is for Donald Trump. Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is just fallen because he's in the way. What he's doing, destroying the plan and purpose. Their goal is to bring down this country, to weaken the country and bring it down and then gain control. The control of this country is the important thing. So all that they're doing, they are heading in that direction, just as Greg was saying, that with Reagan end up having this high expenditure. Notice how Nancy has been determined right along from day one to push the trillions, the spending of the trillions. So just as I am praying that, as they say, that bill will die when it reach the Senate, I'm praying that it really will just die. They don't even waste time. It's better that they need to learn the same method that they use or tactics on Reagan to allow him to spend. The same thing they're doing with this administration or with Trump, because they think they're impressing the voters, but Americans wake up. I think Americans understand. So we don't have to, I don't think we even need to waste any time with them with discussing the bill. Just let it go, knowing that this is what they're aiming at, to bring, destroy the country one way or the other, whatever method they can use to bring down this country, weaken it, so that they can gain control of it, because that's where they're going.
Absolutely. What you're saying is so right on target. In fact, may I simply amplify on that for a brief moment, and that is that they're wanting to destroy the economy. They're wanting to keep the churches closed because it's out of the pulpits of churches that are standing behind President Donald J. Trump. They want to sequester and silence the pastors, especially before elections, so that it will destroy the presidency of Donald J. Trump. You're exactly right. Keep on keeping on, don't keep on praying. As I tell everybody, look up, continue to look up, lift up our heads for our redemption draweth nigh. Yeah. Thank you so much for your calling. God bless you today. Greg, what do you say in relationship to that? I'm looking at an article here, and it's a printout simply about what happened with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown down in Hillsborough County. It says, victory in Florida. All of the bogus criminal charges against Pastor Rodney Howard Brown have been dismissed, and he has been cleared of all charges. One of the things, Greg, that most are not aware of is that I said from the beginning, I said it on this broadcast, I said it to my wife and others, when it comes to an administrative hearing, all charges will be dropped. Why is that so? Simply because the charges were fraudulent, fiat, absolutely unconstitutional, unenforceable, illegal charges against the pastor. This article further says, we have already won a sufficient victory in this case back in April when, after Rodney Howard Brown's unlawful arrest, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis intervened and declared all churches to be essential services, thus eviscerating all local restrictions that were being applied in a discriminatory fashion against churches in Florida. And says Florida, after the Constitution was restored, and church services resumed throughout the state is doing quite well, even with the virus. And that's exactly what I see, Greg, just as our last caller talked about. We're watching the attempt to overthrow, destroy, and tear down the United States of America because they want to take Trump out of place, put him out of office, and destroy his presidency so that they can stand up their shadow government, as I've called it now for many, many years, and it's the socialist, Marxist, communist government. Greg, let me ask a question for the benefit of our listeners. If the shadow government is put in place, i.e., if we turn the switch off as far as the constitutional republic and turn the switch on, and it's a socialistic, Marxist, communist form of government, what will that do for people? What will that do for business? What will that do for free enterprise? What will that do for our religious liberties and freedom of speech?
Well, first off, it takes an ignorant population to let that happen. Now, I believe the left is working, has been working for 100 years to make sure the population has enough. I'm not saying that everyone, but that the population would have enough ignorant participants that will cry out for, yeah, we need these controls. Yeah, we need these social programs. Yeah, we need these giveaways. Yeah, we need the shutdowns. Understand the illogic. Understand the illogic. You tell businesses they can't open. Okay, so the business can't open. Where in the world does the government get revenue from to conduct business? Well, they get them from the businesses being open for the most part. Matter of fact, your tax values are up because the values of properties are much higher when it comes to commercial use properties. That's what I'm really trying to say. That's where they get a huge portion of revenue. The taxes are collected many times, sales tax collected through businesses. Businesses pay taxes, whether they be a regular corporation, C-Corp, S-Corp, they're paying taxes. So why it's counterproductive to shut those businesses down from a fiscal standpoint, but the left doesn't mind digging the huge hole. They don't mind creating the cry out for help. So they have a larger audience, a larger pool of people that say, we need government. So literally, as the economy collapses, as businesses are shut down, more needy people will be there. And everyone is looking for someone that will provide, someone that will solve, someone that will fix the situation. In the end, when there's complete collapse, a person will step on the scene that will say, I answer. I can fix this. I can make things better. In the 1930s, that person was Adolf Hitler. I believe in the very near future, that person internationally will be the Antichrist. That person will say, I can fix things. I can make things better for you. And I believe by the time that person comes on the scene, we will have already seen complete collapse in the United States. We will have already seen a systemic failure in the United States. I believe the world will see the same thing. It will be the domino effect around the globe. And then a person that is very well liked, a person that is very well received, a person that steps up to the podium in the United Nations and has everyone applauding, that person will be the Antichrist. And they will offer the solution to our problem. That's where we're headed.
That's exactly where we're headed.
The leftists in this culture are in lockstep with that agenda.
That's exactly where we're headed. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, we need to listen up and understand that there is an ultimate demonic goal, And may I suggest to you that what we see taking place with Nancy Pelosi and the socialist Marxist Democrats on the left is demonically inspired. And that is nothing less than to tear down and destroy what God has done in the United States of America for all of these years. Greg, I'm delighted to find, though, some of the sworn constitutional officers called sheriffs and police officers in some of the states that are refusing to implement these tyrannical writing of tickets and handcuffing and dragging off to jail in their counties and states. Here's an article that says some Michigan law enforcement agencies refusing to enforce Whitmer's coronavirus orders. And here's another one that says Fresno County Sheriff won't enforce stay-at-home orders. Too busy rearresting. Listen, it's funny if it weren't so sad. Said they're too busy rearresting freed criminals in all of California. They're releasing the criminals and putting the Christians in jail or putting the business owners in jail for opening their businesses. It is a sad thing to see. Greg, I'm looking at a couple of articles here that's absolutely heartbreaking. I don't know if you watched, anybody watched on the news this morning, but it was about a gym owner in New Jersey that was defying the governor's orders and opening his gym. Says gym owner defies shutdown order and reopens in New Jersey. It was Governor Chris Murphy in New Jersey that admitted that he didn't even consider the Bill of Rights when he put his shutdown order in place. And yet this gym owner is saying, I can't afford to stay open any longer. But he goes further to say, it's more than just funds. It's more than just money. He says, the government has failed at protecting our rights and failed at protecting our health. We are proposing an organized, peaceful reopening of the state, not just our business, but he said, for all other businesses. And it's my prayer that we'll see more of that. But one of the saddest ones I found, Greg, it says music store owner weeps as Whitmire's lockdown forces him to give up his dreams. A Michigan man with a passion for music and teaching children music has seen his life's work wiped away with the stroke of a pen by Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmire. Steve Walker, the owner of the music Walker Music and Textile Company in Hastings, Michigan, wept as he spoke to the news media during a recent interview in which he said Michigan's lockdown order has forced him and his wife out of business. And he says, unfortunately, my dream is dead and cannot be revived. This is my dream. Shutting it down, he says, closing out this phase of my life. It won't be a retail shop anymore. It won't be an inviting environment for our kids to come and the loved ones to learn music. It's dead. And that's the sad thing that we see, ladies and gentlemen, taking place, that it's destroying people, it's destroying hope, and it's destroying what our Constitution has guaranteed us. Greg, speak to that for a moment. We've got about a minute and a half left on the broadcast. What are some of the constitutional things that we have for the people? Is it constitutionally right for the government to be able to take away your right and privilege of doing work and making a living? Is the constitutional does the Constitution provide a freedom for us to have religious services and the freedom of movement? Is the Constitution somehow set aside just because there is a crisis?
Martial law has not been declared. However, state by state, these governors are given broad authorities to limit things and to control particularly business. You have an absolute right. The First Amendment articulates and can be applied through the 14th to the people. You have that right of religious liberty, that right to go and worship, and of course the free speech is there, freedom of the press is there. Today, free speech is being suppressed through secondary authorities, if you will, your Facebooks and Twitters. But for the believer, I'll say today is the day we need to re-engage the culture. If we had a pastor right now that would be willing to go on private property into Virginia or into New Jersey, go and preach, and folks, we need to come and allow that message to be heard, allow worship to take place. Our First Amendment should stand. We are not second-class citizens. We are Christians, and we are patriots. Stand up today, lest you not be able to stand in the near future.
That's right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast, and looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal, Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.